بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We read the narration of from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he went and see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had very high fever. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam explained that my fever is double that which you ordinary people get. With regard to that, the further commentary, the hadith reaffirms that patience, and that is the chapter which we are dealing with, making sabr, obliterates a believer's minor sins that relate to the rights of Allah Ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. Whenever any difficulty comes to a believer, then his minor sins are forgiven, and those are the minor sins which are related to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And this is when he bears that difficulty with patience. And for that, a person should try and work and develop the quality of sabr and patience in him, that if any, this is being proactive, that if any difficulty comes, immediately he handles it in the correct way. And not that he did not prepare for that, and when some difficulty comes, then he needs counseling, etc. And after that, after time, wounds do heal on their own, slowly. But at that time, a person, if he had patience, he bears it very nicely. And this is a great quality of a believer, that he does not become unsettled, he does not become unruly, and becomes behaves in a negative way. But he handles the situation right at the time also correctly. If he had developed that quality of sabr, may Allah grant it all to us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intensified pain was to increase his rank and status. And whatever difficulties a person goes through and he bears it properly, it increases his status by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is, in this dunya also, and of course particularly for the year after. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam suffered the most because they had perfect patience and were hopeful of a reward. The difficulties the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam went through, nobody went through such difficulties. And of the Anbiya, the greatest difficulties Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam went through. But they had that quality of tolerating it, bearing it with great patience and forbearance, and on that their status was going higher and higher all the time. Hence the example provides a model for the rest of humanity to emulate. Where we speak of following the sunnahs, this is also one great sunnah, that when difficulties come upon a person, then a person tolerates them and bears them with great patience and without complaining about them, but really within his heart he is happy also that Allah, this has come from Allah Ta'ala. Many buzurgs, when some difficulties came, illnesses in which they were in great pain, and when they were asked to treat it also, they said it's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. How can we return the gift to Allah Ta'ala? So the more higher a person's position is with Allah, the more easier he manages to handle the situation. And unfortunately, weak people like us, we just start complaining, etc., about such conditions. From other hadith, we learn of the great rewards in store for those who are patient when afflicted with fever. This hadith particularly refers to the fever of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we get fever also, we would immediately try and take it away. There is no problem, medication, etc. But really, it is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, as we read here. A believer's single night of fever obliterates the sins of 1 year. 1 night of fever and 1 whole year's sins are forgiven. So as also wise people have said, that a fever, one time's fever, takes away the strength and energy of a person for 1 year. In the same way, that sin will, the sins of a person are also forgiven of 1 year. So the fever, if we take it, we bear it patiently, we take our medication, there is no problem, but we realize that it is from Allah and we accept it as such, there are great rewards for us. One who dies of fever is a shaheed. A person who dies when he had a fever, he is counted amongst the shuhada. Of course, the actual shuhada, their status is very high, but he is in that rank and group, and he will also get. So we should not be complaining about it and lose out on the reward when we complain. But we should take it with patience. It has come from Allah. No problem in taking medication, treating it, but that we don't complain about it, that why I have got fever, etc., that it has come, and we bear it patiently. A fever, and it eradicates sins, like a tree sheds its leaves. Like when in autumn, all the leaves, you don't have to shake the branches of the tree to let the leaves fall down. You get tired picking up the leaves. They keep on falling, like that by fever, and we bear it patiently. Our sins are also forgiven, as though there are no sins left on that person after that. Therefore, and we see also that those who had that position, they asked Allah Ta'ala for these difficulties. We find two Sahaba, when the battle was going to take place the next day, they said once to one another, let us make dua, and you say Ameen on my duas, and I will say Ameen on your duas. So the one Sahaba made dua that the enemy cuts my ears out, off, gouges my eyes out, cuts my nose, mutilates my body, and I become a shaheed like this and I go to Allah. So they realize the real value is the life of the Akhirah. And what he was going to get doing that for the pleasure of Allah forever and ever in the Akhirah, we cannot imagine. We are weak. We want immediate. We just want now. Our things must be right. And may Allah save us, sometimes at the cost of our Iman also, at the cost of our Islam also. We just want the comfort of this world and we don't think of the year after. Some little difficulty comes to us, especially in the way of deen. Somebody mocks at us, somebody ridicules us, criticizes us. For the sake of deen, we should bear it patiently also and realize what great rewards Allah Ta'ala will give in the Akhirat. May Allah bless us with this great quality of sabr also, which effort has to be made to inculcate it and bring it within our lives. We will make our lives more comfortable for those around us, and the rewards by Allah are extremely great. May Allah give us all tawfiq.